It's officially spring. You may have noticed the pollen. I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network, and there's something else that comes out this time of year, and that, of course, the spring plants and flowers and the festivals that follow right behind them. I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and spring has certainly sprung around here. How about around your area, Commissioner?
Well, it has a couple of days where I think the calendar got confused with some lows in the upper 30s and 40s, but made it through that okay. So, yeah, now it's, let's call it almost officially springtime. I know spring started, but we'll call it springtime. And the reason to make it official is when we have the spring plant and flower festivals.
Those take place at the three state farmers markets across the state. What can folks expect when they go to these? I mean, they're always a big deal.
They are a big deal. It's big crowds. The vendors come well stocked, and if they run out, they have been known to go back and get more. But it starts this weekend right there in the Midlands at the Farmers Market in West Columbia on the 11th through the 14th. As I said, big crowds. I suggest people have a little wagon of some kind of their own, bring it. There'll be wagons to rent, but sometimes those run out as well. So it's free to get in, free to park. How much it costs to get out depends on the shopper.
And if they bring their husband or wife along with the checkbook, well, you just never know how much could go home with you.
Well, I've been there myself, so that is exactly right. So lots to shop for. Of course, our regular vendors will be there with the certified South Carolina-grown produce that's in season, but all types of things, plants and things for the garden, all sorts of decor. It's just a lot of fun, a lot of stuff. Three weekends in a row, starting this weekend in West Columbia, then up to Florence next weekend on the 18th to the 21st, and then wrap it up in Greenville the end of the month on the 25th to the 28th. And I've known people to take days off of work so they could get out there early to see what the vendors have. So look forward to seeing everyone out there.
Yeah, these are awful lot of fun. And if folks want more information, maybe driving directions or contact information, where can they get that for these festivals, Commissioner?
Where we always send them, that is agriculture.sc.gov. And I don't know how many clicks it will take to find it, but it won't be many. And you can get directions and everything that's available, and come on out and spend some money.
There you go. I am sure they will. The Spring Plant and Flower Festival starting this weekend at the State Farmers Market in West Columbia, then Petey the following weekend in Greenville starting April the 25th. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.